You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff. Let's get it.
Yo, what's up? How you doing? Hey, did you know that Auntie Pelosi and Gavin Newsom are related? And that's how they're related. She's his aunt. And so, yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot to talk about with the whole Pelosi-Gavin Newsom thing. So let's just jump right on into that. Because I didn't plan for it to be the Pelosi-Gate scandal on this podcast. But let's just talk about the Pelosi-Gate scandal. Okay, so Pelosi's got this thing called a political action committee where they get tons of donations, not in her name, but in her name, because it's called the Nancy Pelosi Victory Fund. So it's not in her name per se, but it's in her name, you know what I mean? So they can siphon off all the funds that are there for illegal purposes because, well, it's a political action committee. But there's a bunch of information that I'm skipping, but I'm trying to make a point here and I'm trying to crunch this all in. So let's just get into this. Okay, so with this political action committee, whenever I say it's like illegal funding, you can, to me and to the rest of society who have said, you know what, you can't do that. That's obviously not legal. You just can't do that. What is going on is that these funds are put into people like Gavin Newsom. So what I mean by that is she buys him his seat in politics. She buys him all his votes, which are illegal votes, by the way. Like, you know, like now they're trying to do the mail-in ballots because they want Trump reelected. And they're saying that they want Joe Biden reelected, but we all know that Biden and Trump and Soros and Obama and Hillary and all of them are tied in together. And if you didn't know this, I'm telling you right now that George Soros and Donald Trump are tied in together. He said, oh, leave Soros alone. He's had enough problems. Let's talk about something else, sweetheart, or let's talk about someone else. That's what Trump said. Trump said that. Those words came out of his mouth. Maybe not while he was president, but, well, maybe they have and we just don't know about it. But back in the day, he said that. They were both in, they, like, he took Soros' money, right? So, like, they're obviously connected. He wanted a Trump building built, and he couldn't afford it, and so he got the money from Soros. Like, it was like $160 million. And so, like, they're tied that way, right? Like, they've got ties together for, like, the day is long. You know, they are tied together. And it doesn't matter if you're a Trump supporter or not, because you're eventually going to have to face the music that George Soros, who we know is doing all this crap, he's fucking now. Don't let Facebook come and fact check you into thinking that Soros and Trump are not combined and that he's not funding the Black Lives, let's just call it the Black Lives Massacre. Like, that's what that was. It's not even like they're killing people and they're out there doing that. They want you to think that they're doing that. And so, like, all of these people who are related to, who is it? Like, okay, so, like, this one is, like, it's not very obvious, and I'm not exactly sure, but I'm just going to go ahead and throw this one out there as the first one. Jake Paul went and, quote-unquote, rioted and caused all this drama, right, in Scottsdale. Well, who else is a Paul? Well, RuPaul. No, that's crazy, right? We're talking about in politics. Oh, Rand Paul. Huh. I wonder if they're related. Huh. So, I mean, you know, there's been tons of things that Rand Paul has done to show that he is quite obviously a political terrorist. And take that with tongue in cheek, so to speak, or with a grain of salt whenever I say political terrorist. Because now, they're not going and taking a gun and shooting a bunch of innocent Christians and whatnot, you know, so that's, you know, not that kind of terrorist. But they're funding terrorism. Okay, so that labels him a political terrorist. In my eyes, at least. I don't know about you, but in my eyes, that's political terrorism. if you're taking your funds from your political action committees and then siphoning them off into political terrorism, like, that's pretty questionable. If you're funding terrorist organizations, which Donald Trump has made Antifa a terrorist organization, but they go under the name of Black Lives Matter, so it's like, not lumping them in together is pretty stupid, if you ask me. But you're not asking me, and I'm telling you anyways, and if you don't like it, you don't have to listen. But the fact of the matter is, this is terrorism, bro. There's more ways that this is broken down and described to you. And so I'm going to make a book suggestion. I don't usually suggest certain things on my podcast and stuff like that. And they're not paying me to do this. But I would like for you, if you would like to have an education in how political extortion and things like, and political action committees and illegal siphoning of funds, which is made legal by sidestepping the law in several different ways. If you want to learn more about that, again, I am not being paid to say this. I'm saying this because I would like you to understand what is going on in politics. I would like you to educate yourself, boo-boo. That's all. But please, however you can, read the book Extortion by Peter Schweizer. And then when you're done with that, read all the rest of his books. I want to read all of his books. I've read a couple of them. I found a free audio one of one. I bought Extortion for, it was reselling for $1. And that's how I stumbled upon the book. And I was just like, whoa, this book is something else. I read the first chapter and was just blown away. I was like, oh my God. But then you learn more. Like, you learn so much. I'm still not done with the book. I'm like on the sixth chapter and I'm just blown away. I think I just got done with the Hollywood chapter, like Hollywood and politics. Dude, when you read that, oh my good, like, I got goosebumps. Go read the book, man. Read the book. If you want to educate yourself on how extortion and politics work, you want an introductory lesson on it, and you don't want any fluff, you need to read Peter Schweizer's books. Just look up Extortion Book by Peter. Because if you can't remember how to spell Schweizer, S-E-H-W-E-I-Z-E-R, if you can't remember, just look up Extortion Book by Peter. You'll find it. Moving on. So yeah, just, oh my God. Like, I can't believe, like, okay, so basically how Bill Gates and Hollywood and everybody got involved, and I'm not trying to give you any spoilers, I don't want to leave you with a cliffhanger, you know what I'm saying? I want to kind of answer a little bit of your questions of the stuff that I remember from the book. How they got involved in the politics is they had their arm twisted, and whenever they had their arm twisted, they realized that there was favoritism and extortion. So they got extorted, and they were like, you know what? There's something there. There's lots of money to be made in there. Hence why, now, don't quote me on this, but hence why movies and movie stars got all this money right now, and they've got big budgets now, and movies have come a long freaking way. If you ask me, ever since political extortion came to Hollywood. You understand? Now Hollywood is all about it. They are all about it. They're funding it. I mean, like, they want it. It's money to them. And guess who is Hollywood? Politicians' relatives. Oh, right. But see, how and when and where scumbag Mayor Garcetti comes into place, I have no idea. That's the part I'm trying to figure out. Is like, how is Garcetti, like, how did he come to be in all of this? Who is he related to? See, that's the question. But now that we know that Pelosi and California Governor Gavin Newsom are related by way of marriage and judge and all this, so, like, you know that the judge, like, okay, you know the legal processes are tainted by corruption now. Like, all the legal officials who are judicial officials, the higher-ups, they're corrupted now. See, you gotta understand, in Supreme Court and judges and all this, Trump picked all them. So if they rule against Trump, you really have to ask yourself why. And by that, I mean, like, if he picked them and they ruled against him, was it planned to look like that to make you think a certain way on purpose about a certain person or a certain thing? You've really gotta wonder. I mean, dude, this is all being played out before your eyes. It's like everybody's saying right now with the George Floyd thing. We're being played. Why? Because they don't want you to realize that George Soros is who he is and what he's saying and what he's doing. But he is denied being part of the voting machines that have been in place. And he is currently denying that he's funding the whole Black Lives Matter terrorist group. Because he doesn't want to be associated with that. Even though he's associating himself with that. You guys understand what I'm explaining to you? George Floyd became a big deal, who is a guy who died at least 3 years ago, who a lawyer has come out and said, you know what? That's not true. I used to represent the guy. The guy's been dead for at least 3 years. At first, I'm like, oh, he's not dead. He's not dead. I thought he was like a Kobe death. I thought he was a Tupac death. Oh, he's not dead. No, this guy has been dead. And guess who played his part? Steven Jackson, who is not his brother. I want you guys to realize that they are not really brothers. They have called themselves twins because they look just alike, but they're not really brothers. And who is Steven Jackson? Steven Jackson is a Freemason Illuminati member. By way of his dad, they sent stuff to Steven Jackson, a duffel bag full of Masonic crap that his dad was wearing, all the gear and stuff. You can go and look it up on his Instagram if it's still up there. And whatever you do, please do not join the Illuminati, because you'll be doing things you don't want to be a part of. You'll be begging for a way out. Trust me. If you think that the Illuminati is something great and wonderful to join, look it up. But here, I'll tell you things that they're doing. Well, how do you get initiated into the Illuminati? You have to sacrifice someone, which means you gotta murder someone, which is murder you shouldn't do. Or you can take an animal, sacrifice it, and let it bleed out all over you. Do you remember the movie Hostel, whenever she did that with her victim? Yeah. Illuminati initiation. They believe that they get their power from their victims and blood dripping all over them. Like, what kind of sick belief is that? That's what you believe? Like that, like, you're stupid. You know, it was rumored that there was a native tribe that I actually came from, not by blood, but by marriage. So, like, they were saying that they believe that they could consume their enemies, which means eating them, being cannibals, and they would get their power from them. But the tribe has come out and said, dude, that is not true. Like, stop making that up. Like, the tribe was massacred. And so, if what's going on with me is what was going on with them and has been going on with them, which I'm a part of, they have made things up to justify massacring these people, like, to get rid of them, to discredit them. Like, they had to go into hiding. Like, it was so bad, they had to go into hiding so these people couldn't find them and say things about them and do things to them. You know? And I mean no disrespect by saying this, but, you know, I was in the DMV one time in Juneau, Alaska, right? In Juneau, Alaska, it's remote. You can't get in or out unless you fly or take a boat. And so you're stuck there. Once you're there, you can only drive to and from downtown and stuff like that, you know, and go across the bridge to Douglas Island, which is even more small than Juneau itself, but it's about the same size, we'll say, right? So it's like 15 minutes to get one side to the other. 20 minutes, you've done everything. About an hour of driving, you have seen everything there is to see and made it home. Like, that's how small Juneau is, right? And there are three lodges for the Illuminati, which are illegal. Freemasonry and Illuminati have been outlawed ever since 1779, I think it was. So for them to just, like, set up shop and to have a sign out in front and say, this is the Elks Lodge, that's illegal, bro. You need to start looking at them as if they're criminals, because they are. It's a criminal organization. They're a bitch-ass gang. Like, think about that. Really, really think about that. They've been outlawed since the 1700s. And they have reestablished themselves, and now they're in politics. Think about it. Whenever they were established in 1776, it was only a short few months later that the Declaration of Independence and all that was in 1776 was established, was written, the Bill of Rights and all this. And think about how diehard you are to defend the Constitution. Think about this. It's ridiculous, right? To me, it is. Now, there are certain things that I would like to defend in the Constitution, but there are also some amendments that I would like to make to repeal some of that. Like freedom of religion. That's ridiculous. You don't just get to say, oh yeah, yeah, Satanism for freedom of religion. No, Satanism is illegal. Luciferian worship, the Illuminati, Freemasons, which is all the same thing, is illegal. You can't just sacrifice babies. You can't just beat a baby to death and then drink its blood after skinning it alive. I'm sorry, you just can't do that. You can't do that, bruh. Sheriff says no. Not just no, but nah. Never. Ever. Ever, ever, ever. That's what you want to do? Why don't you go to some third world country? Why don't you go? You know, you're probably already doing it on your yachts. You take it out to sea, and then you do whatever you want, and then you come back. And like, yeah, like that, and that's supposed to make it legal just because you do it out in water? No. No. It's still illegal. You still did it. And the world can still punish you for it. It's ridiculous. So let's talk about inner Earth. Because there's been a lot of conspiracy about the moon and saying we made it to the moon. And then there's it's documented that we actually didn't make it to the moon. And it's rumored that Russia actually did make it to the moon. But there's a big-ass radiation belt around the moon. And so, like, you really can't survive that. So how did you make it to the moon? Like, are people really on the moon? Who cares? Let's talk about Earth a little bit more. Because they're saying that you can go to the North Pole and that there's a hole in Earth and you can go in it and you don't have to come back. I mean, Deftones even came out with a song, "There's a hole in the earth, I'm gone, I'm out, see ya." And then they fake their deaths. And then that's where they're going, into Middle Earth. There is an earth within the earth. You understand? And so, I'm sorry, but I just don't believe that the world is a basketball shape. It's not possible. You don't spin a basketball and be able to hold water because of quote-unquote gravity. I'm sorry. Because if gravity exists, then the Earth isn't flat, but it's not even level. It's layered, right? There are layers to the Earth. We are sitting in a cup. There's no way you can take a basketball, pour water on top of it, even if it was porous and had areas to hold water. If you spin it, the water's flying off and flying out. And I don't care how fast you spin it, you pour water on top of it, it's not going to hold water. Don't you understand? Don't you understand? If you filled it full of water, the water will fly away. So don't give me this crap about air pressure and gravity and all this crap. No. That's what holds it into a cup. You guys understand? And it goes deep. Our quote-unquote cup runs deep. Our cup overfilleth. This is ridiculous. But I totally didn't mean to get on this topic. But I mean, it bugs me because we're being lied to about this. Area 51 has 10-minute transport to get to Middle Earth. They have found a way to rocket themselves through a tunnel and get to it very quickly. And as a matter of fact, now they're trying to do that above ground. It's called Hyperloop. And now they were saying, oh, it's Elon Musk's idea. So basically they have a fiberglass tunnel and a train that goes through it. at 600 miles per hour instead of flying all the time now. I guess it's more environmental friendly or something. I don't know. But I really don't want to be stuck in a tunnel in case something, it shuts down and just be stuck in there. I'd rather take my chances of dying in a crash. I mean, that's just me. Hey, who died in a crash recently? An air-related crash. Air travel-related crash. Oh, it was Kobe Bryant. Right. And what was the big rage about the Las Vegas shooting? Oh, it was helicopters. Oh, huh. Right, so what? We're just going to restrict air travel now? No thanks. But here's the catch. Virgin, you know, remember Virgin Records, Virgin Megastore? You remember Virgin, Virgin Music? Who owns that? I'll tell you who owns that. Richard Branson. I can't stand that dude. Not only is he hard to look at, but he's hard to look at. You know, just something doesn't set right with that guy with me. I can't stand to look at the guy. Like, I just want to knock his block off. That's just what I want to do. I mean, I can't help it, right? Why would you want to? The dude is a bastard. All right, look at this. They are staging, now I say staging, they're staging trips to Mars. And you go to the website, and it's mars-1.com. Dash is in a dash mark. Mars-1.com. Oh, but Hyperloop. You look at Hyperloop, which is owned by Virgin, and it's Hyperloop-1.com. O-N-E, not the number one. O-N-E on both websites. Hyperloop-1.com and Mars-1.com. Really makes you think, huh? But whenever you talk about Elon Musk and SpaceX and all that crap, you have to really address human trafficking. And the reason you have to address human trafficking is because Elon Musk is involved in human trafficking. And to say he's not is ridiculous. Somewhere outside of Phoenix, I think it was northwest of Phoenix somewhere, he had, or still has, this a factory for Tesla or something like that. I think it was Tesla, right? And so, you know, he's manufacturing cars out of there. Well, there was human trafficking victims in there. And he got busted. And I can't even find the news about that anymore. It's like as if it just got wiped off the face of the earth. But I'm telling you, it happened. That news was out there. It not only was it out there, it was out there. I mean, it was a big deal. This was... maybe 2.5 years ago, I think. And like I said, I've never been able to find the article ever since. But he had a factory out there, and he was human trafficking out of it. And I said, you know what? I'd like to fight you to the death. And instead of directly addressing me, he put Pikachu, like acting like it was beating somebody up, like he would beat me up. Yeah, okay, sure. Sure, Mr. Bookworm, sure. Prove that. Prove that. Fight me to the death. Elon Musk ain't got the ovaries or the balls. And I say ovaries first because it takes ovaries. You know, this is ridiculous, dude. I'm absolutely sick and tired of all the human trafficking and child trafficking. But then there's this article or two that comes out. And it's like OperationDisclosure1.com, I think it was. And they're saying that I think it was like first it was like 35,000 people have been saved from child trafficking, that there are underground lairs, and these underground lairs host basically their dungeons, right? And that there are a plethora of human trafficked kids that are stuck down there, and they're being experimented on. And not only are they being experimented on, but they're also being sex traffic. They're being raped and mishandled, and it's weird that things like that are happening. And also, CPS, which is Child Protective Services, or Department of Child Services, whatever, and you know, all these social workers, they're all in on trafficking these children. It's sick, dude. It's really sick. And it makes you wonder, you know, because all these people, they don't have criminal charges against them, but they're having their kids taken away. That's what happened to me. Except somebody I'm thinking was the human trafficker and doesn't mind stealing blood from my kid, maybe, who does nasty things like does drugs while they're pregnant with the kid, is the one with the possession of the kids. And the judge and CPS and all of them had no problem siding with this person. Really makes you think. Really makes you think why there's such an uproar and an uprising right now about DCS and CPS saying that they're a human trafficking ring and they're exposed. So July 13th, if you're in Arizona, they're organizing protests to go outside of DCS and CPS offices and protest. I encourage you to please join. Since I can't be there right now in Arizona to do that, I encourage you, please go and join. Protest DCS and CPS. Protest courthouses. This corruption is ridiculous. We can't stand for this anymore. Protect the kids, man. Stand up for the innocent. Stand up for those who cannot stand up for themselves. Do you think a six-month-old can make a decision on who wants to touch the baby? No. The baby cannot, and it's gross. It's nasty. And this should not be going on, and people should be held accountable for their actions, for kidnapping kids from perfectly fine fathers and mothers. You know, you can't use something that happened a long time ago and that's not currently happening right now against them and just take their kids from them. You cannot do this. This is illegal. It's against the law, bruh. You can't just take kids. Do you know you're trying to create homicidal beings out of this? People will kill you over stealing their kids. Why aren't you like, oh wait, you're thinking about this and you want to defund the police and you want to get rid of gun rights? Hello? Wake up, America!